making up so much time because we're nearly back on schedule. So thanks, Jim is ready. So just before you start, Jim, let me just ask the operator to start the recording, please.
Excuse me, this is the coordinator. Is this for the DSA call?
No.
Or is this still for the same call?
This session is the IRD, Internationalized Registration Data Working Group. That's what I said. Okay, IRD, I did say that, didn't I?
No, you spelled it out.
But I said it.
Okay, I'll move you over one moment.
Thank you. Operator, are we ready to go?
Yes, the recordings are started.
Thank you very much. Jim, please give us your update on the IRD, Internationalized Registration Data Working Group, if you will.
Thank you, Stephane, and thank you to all the members of the council here for the opportunity to present this update. I got a feeling this is going to be relatively short. There's not a great deal to say since the last time. I'll do a quick intro and background just to remind folks as to what we're doing and why we're doing it, and then a short update and plan for what we expect to accomplish here in the near future. So by way of introduction, the group was created because there are guidelines for internationalized domain names, but we don't have guidelines for the submission and display of internationalized domain registration data. And so this resulted in this group being created with a purpose of studying precisely that, the feasibility and suitability of introducing submission and display specifications for internationalized registration data. I'll point out here that I share the chairmanship of this group with Edmund Chung, who's the GNSO representative, and I'm representing the ESAC. And it's a joint working group between those two bodies. Major milestones in this group since it was created in 2009. I'm going to jump right down to the interim report that we had published last November. Key part of that interim report was we had at that time within the working group proposed four models for how to go forward with recommendations for creating guidelines for internationalized registration data. And then we had published that and put it out for public comment and made presentations, et cetera, and exposure during the San Francisco meeting. With the intent of trying to determine if we could get any kind of consensus from the community at large with respect to those four models. And so we kind of took a step back and looked at those comments, and we actually now have just begun drafting the outline of a final report. Our original intent was to choose one of those models and then build everything around that as the recommendation. But what we have learned from the comments that came in is we didn't get a clear consensus on a choice of model, which was fine, but we do believe that we listened to the community and heard what was said there in those comments. And we think instead that the right thing to do is there are a couple of issues that we will instead propose should be considered further by each of our respective groups, for both the GNSO and the ESAC. And that ultimately is what we'll be documenting and producing in the final report, a recommendation of a couple of few specific questions that deserve further consideration and consensus by the full bodies. So our next step, of course, is to finish this report. We had hoped that we might have something more formal for this meeting, but we don't. So the plan is to have that together in time to come to closure in time for our fall ICANN meeting. So that's our target at the moment, and that is my update.
Thank you very much, Jim. Are there any questions for Jim following that update? Andre.
Yeah, this is just a short information, short message I just got from my Moscow office. We got a court hearing about One Domain 2 days ago, and resolution of the court saying that we won't accept this data because it's written in Latin. So I don't know how it works. I didn't think about it, and I never could imagine that this might happen. So this is, for me, kind of a new thing. I think for the overall discussion about the international registration data, it might be useful, because I believe in other countries this can be also a law requiring the data in a local script. Just for your information, I repeat that for the Russian domain names, for IDNs and for the .ru, which is ASCII, there is a requirement required by our registration rules that the data must be in Latin script. So we have to switch into the local language. Now it's a requirement.
Just to make sure I'm clear on what you're saying, there's a disputed domain name and the courts in your country have said that they can't deal with the matter because it's not in Cyrillic.
That's right.
Interesting. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Any further comments or questions? Okay, thanks very much, Jim. And
thank you.
Thanks for updating us. This means we can break slightly early, and we will break until 4:15. Please be on time so we can start a one-hour session on the UDRP issue report that the Council has initiated. And requested staff to do, and we will then have another short break leading us into our session with the board. And I'll bring your attention to the fact that I sent an email to the list with the updated topics for the board discussion, so please have a look at that. If you have any comments, edits, please turn that around as soon as you can. Thanks very much, operator. This session is now ended. Thank you. Please stop the recording and see you all at 4:15. Thanks.